Okay, we're at Simon Reish Nun Tes Sif Beis. We're discussing various muktzah issues as they relate to insulating. So we continue in Sif Beis. Hanoisnim avonim ulevenim soviv hakedera. If a person places stones or bricks around a pot, and you want to do that on Shabbos, tzorech sheyachdem lakach. You have to designate them as specific rocks before Shabbos, as these are the rocks you wish to use to surround the pot, and you have to designate them forever to be these kinds of rocks. Sharei calls man shelo yichadan, because as long as you have not designated these stones, einam chashuvim lo, they're not significant to the person, umashlichon, and he casts them away. Therefore, we would assume that he has already, if he hasn't designated, then they're in a state of not being designated, and therefore they'd be muktzah. For us, then before you cannot carry them, unless you hide them and designate these stones for this express purpose. Can't just on Shabbos go to the garden and pick a few rocks up and now put them around the pot. Because those rocks at the onset of Shabbos were muktzah, because there was no inherent use for them. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud, Lekach Le'olam, you have to designate them forever. What does that mean? Hainu Sheyichadam Me'erav Shabbos, it means you've designated them on Erev Shabbos, Lahat Min Bohem Tamid, to always use them for a permitted type of insulation. Dilaf Achi, for if you have not designated them, they will be prohibited tomorrow. So he said, so right, which is Shabbos, letal them to carry them mishum muktzah, because they will be muktzah. Vechein eitzim ha'omdim lahasoka. Similarly, wood that is there for burning purposes, usually be using for burning purposes. Yizar, you have to be careful. Melis stom bahem piat tanurir Shabbos. You have to be careful. You cannot seal up with this wood the mouth of the oven an Erev Shabbos. De'ilav hachi ye asur l'mocha l'taltlam b'Shabbos m'shu muktzah, because if not, it will be prohibited tomorrow to move them on Shabbos because of muktzah. Okay?
So the wood you cannot designate.
Well, you'd have to designate it, I guess. You can't just put it in front of the oven.
But it's before Shabbos.
Yeah, you'd have to designate it before Shabbos. If you just
say we use it before Shabbos without designating, that's what you
mean. Then it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You've got to designate it.
Yeah, okay.
Yud'al v'mashlichin. If you don't designate it, usually cast it away. Haynu de'la'achish nishtamishem. After you use them, haderech l'shlichem l'chutz. You just toss them out. Shedalayim shem kli. There's no name of a utensil on it. Ve'ena chashim, they're not significant. Okay, and therefore, heim b'chlal muktzah, they're included in muktzah. Dara makatzah daitam, and the person separates his mind from them. Va'avanim alavim, and these rocks and stones, amunuchim al-gabi akira tamid. But if you have rock stones that are always on top of the stove, you know, let's say to put a pot on or something like that. In other words, they use them as a, what do you call it, you want to put a hot pot, not on the table, right? What's that word? Trivet. You want to use them as a rustic form of trivet. So you always got it on the stove. So these been on the rock. It's been on the stove for months and months and months. So those are obviously designated as a utensil. So then, now you could move it for any use you want, because it's not just a stone in the garden. It's a stone that I use on top of the stove. It's a regular part of the furniture of the house as a trivet. Whenever I'm cooking, I put. So now those stones you could use to insulate in a permitted fashion.
Not for other uses.
What?
No other uses, though. You cannot use it for anything else.
No, you could use it for anything, because now it's designated as a
clear. Stones.
That's a stone in the garden.
Once we designate it, you cannot use it for anything else.
No, you could use it for any other use that would be useful for you. No different than a spoon. If I have a spoon, and let's say I have a knife, all right? So I'm not only allowed to cut meat with it, I could poke a hole in a can if I wanted. Once it's a usable thing, I could use it for anything I want.
Yeah, okay.
So the same thing, once I've got the stone on the stove, Now I can use it to whatever I want to do on Shabbos. That's what a non-muktza item is. Sif Gimel. Hatoimein bekupa malaya gize tzemer. If someone wants to insulate with a container that is filled with shearings of wool, she'asur l'taltel, that you're not allowed to carry it, v'hotzi hakdera, and now you take out the pot. Okay, I have to figure out exactly what's going on over here. If I imagine that you've got the pot inside this container that's got the wools of the sheep, right? Okay, and now you're carrying out, you want to take out the pot.
Right.
Kozman shlo niskalkala haguma, as long as the shearings have not been damaged. Okay, yochol lahachziro, you can return the pot. Okay, v'im niskalkala, but if the shearings have become damaged, lo yachzron, you can't return the pot. And even initially, you may take out the pot with the intention of putting them back if you've not damaged the shearings. We're not concerned. We're not concerned that you will put them back even if they have become damaged. And there are those who say, even if you insulate it with something that's permitted to carry, if that insulation got damaged, lo yachs, you can't put it back. Because the pot will need to move that stuff in order to make room to put it back. And it's like someone who has been insulating on Shabbos. We'll have to understand what is going on over here. There's not a lot of Mishnah Berurah here. Yud Beis. She'asur l'taltel. Okay, so you've insulated this pot, right? Filled with wool shearings.
You have a container which looks like a
container
filled with wool.
She'asur l'taltel. You're not allowed to move those shearings. Hainu osim she'huktzu l'schora. Because you've designated them for sales. In other words, that's why it's muktzah, because normally they're not muktzah, okay? Because you'd want to, if you use it as insulating, that itself will kind of show you need it. You're insulating it before Shabbos, right? As we said earlier, so you've insulated this container full with these things. I don't understand this.
Because you're not moving it.
It's a container with the shearings inside.
Okay, so how did the pot get in there?
The pot you put inside. That's
okay, well, I don't understand. So once you put the pot in, aren't you ready saying that you want to use the shearings?
It's muksa, but you're putting it in. You're not really moving
the shearings. You're not moving the pot with these shearings.
But if you take out the pot, okay, and everything sort of collapses.
Okay. Around.
Okay, anyway, so you take out the pot now, right? So now if you have not damaged the shearings, yeah, right? Okay, yochol lachzira, yigimel, you may return it. Techazora mutter b'Shabbos, you're allowed to return something to an insulated thing on Shabbos. B'davar sheina mosaf hevel, something that does not increase the heat, as we already learned earlier. Ukud leil. Okay, so if it's not been damaged, all right, yudal v'im niskalkel, and if it's been damaged, you can't return it. What does that mean? They've been damaged. Shenoflu hagizin, shemikan umikan. In other words, the shearings have fallen from this side and from this side, yeah, to the place now where the pot should be placed.
Yeah.
It's come down, it's collapsed.
Yeah. Yes.
Collapsed in. Yeah. And therefore, lo yachzirenu, you can't put it back. Why? Lefisha mazis esagizin, because now you're going to be moving the shearings, shehu muksa, which is muksa. Yeah. But wait a minute, you could ask a question now. But you aren't moving it with your hand. You're moving it with the pot. And that's called indirect moving, which we normally say is allowed. You're allowed to indirectly move something. If something's muktzah and I don't touch it, but I have something else touch it, that's Mishnah Berurah not addressing that. But I'm looking at my commentary over here. But since he's doing it, one second. But he says he can't do that.
Once you move it, it's like constructing.
He's saying it's not because it's muksa, it's because you're making a new
hatnana.
How are you doing that? I guess you're going
to
be lifting it up.
You have to move, doing a new hatmana.
That's why.
And you're making hatmana on Shabbos, so it's not a muksa issue. Okay, Sif Dalet, rolling along here. Toman bedover she'eno nitol. If you insulate something with something that should not be carried, moved, vechisa pia bedover nitol, but you covered the mouth of the pot with something that can be carried. In other words, you're using two different substances to insulate this before Shabbos. The side of the pot is something you're not allowed to move.
The top
is something you are allowed to move. So what do? Megale hakisu, you can open up the covering. That's not muktza. V'ochez bagdera, and you grab onto the pot, I guess from the top, I guess.
Yeah.
And umotzia, and take it out. In other words, avoid touching the sides. Take it out from the top. I guess it's sealed on the top. Let's say a pot that's sealed.
Why would it have the lid on top?
What? You have a lid. You have a pot, and now you've insulated.
How is it sealed? With what?
Whatever. Sometimes you have latches. Whatever. It's connected. Whatever it is.
Right.
It's an enclosed pot, and you could lift it up from the top.
Okay.
That's it. Now, Mishnah Berurah, Tesvav, Bedover Shein HaNatzel, was something that can't be carried. Shenosan Dover Muktzah, something there. You put some Muktzah around the side of the pot. Vim Taman Bedover HaNitol. Now, what if you did the opposite? Okay. What if you insulated the sides with something that can be carried? V'chisopi, and you covered it with something that can't. They're opposite. The opposite now. Okay. Mefana Svivosa, you move away what's around it, which you're allowed to move away the side. V'oiches bakteri, you grab onto the pot from the side.
Yeah.
Umotzi, and take it out. And what happens at the top? Happens, whatever. It falls. Whatever. It gets shaken off. That's in there. No, you're probably going to move it, and then the top will slide off.
Yeah.
You tilt it. And that's okay, because you're moving it from the side, which is okay. And there's no prohibition, because you're uninsulating it, as it were. Now, you might say, wait a minute. What about the problem of bosses? We know there's another problem, muktza. If something muktza is sitting on a base, the base itself becomes muktza. So wait a minute. So why doesn't the muktza covering make the pot below the base for it,
muktza,
which would now make the pot muktza as it's a base? So we've said many times, the only rule of a base is muktza when it serves the thing on top, not when the opposite, when the thing on top serves the thing on the bottom. And that's what's happening here. The thing on top is the insulator for what the bottom. So the top is serving the base as opposed to the base. That's what he's saying. The lonasis baslem, the pot does not become a base. Kamosha Kosov, as a Shulchan writes, wrote in a sifalf, because it's not serving it. And afterwards, now you take the bottom, you've moved away the side, take the bottom of the pot, the side of the pot, then you shake the pot, the thing that you're not allowed to carry, no fault may I love. It falls by itself off, and that's okay. Sivhei. Toman v'chisa b'dover she'eno nitol. Now, you insulate and cover something that you cannot carry. In other words, on all sides, it's surrounded from the side and from the top, everything with muktza items. Totally surrounded with muktza. So now, you got a problem, because you can't reach it. So the only way out of this is, im miktzas hakter megula, if a little bit of the pot is revealed, if it's not totally insulated, you got a little spot that's open. So now you have some ability to grab onto the pot. Okay? Noitel, you may grab onto the pot from that spot. Okay? And then shake off everything. Umachsir, and then you could put it back. Vimlav, but if there isn't any revealed part to the pot, Eina notel, you can't take it because you're by definition forced to handle something that is muktzah in order to get to the pot. And that's such an obvious halacha, there's no Mishnah Berurah on that. Sifav, Yom Tov Shechalios Erev Shabbos. Okay, what if Yom Tov comes on Erev Shabbos? All right, and you want to keep stuff. Now, normally you insulate on Friday for Shabbos, right? But here, Yom Tov is Friday. So now you want to keep food warm on Shabbos, but you got Yom Tov issues over here. So yesh mi she'oser lahat min bavonim mishum dahavi kamo binyan. Now there's a new problem. Now, so normally what you could do, let's forget about Yom Tov. Normally what you want to do, let's say you want to insulate by taking a bunch of rocks, piling them up all around, is before Shabbos, which is permitted normally. You have to make a whole little structure, right? So now you're piling all around, and you make a little house almost, you know. It's a house of brick surrounding the thing. But you can't do that on Yom Tov, because there's a separate issue called building. Now, on Friday, that's not, you know, you can do what you want. There's no prohibitions yet. But on Yom Tov, which has all the Shabbos prohibitions included in building, so now you want to build an insulator made out of stone. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, there's an opinion that says you may not insulate with these stones, mishum dahavi kamo binyan, because it's like building a structure. There's some who prohibit it, the yesh matir, but there are those who permit it. So it's a machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tesayin, lahat mi bavonim, to insulate with stones. Even if you've designated them before Friday, before Yontif, because there might have been a separate issue. Wait a minute. On Friday, that's Yontif, those stones were muktzah. How could you use them at all? So say, no, before Yontif, you designated the stones. Okay. Let's say Thursday, you say, I want to use these stones for insulating. Okay, so muktzah issues off. So now, Friday, Yom Tov, you want to now take the stones and pile them up. So even though there's no muktzah issue, there's an opinion that says there's still a building issue. So that's what he's saying. So even though Haino Afilu Im Yichad, even though he designated Mikvar from before, Dleis Mishu Muktzah, even though there's not a muktzah issue, there's a new issue of building. Yud Zayin, Mishum Dahavi, that's like building. Dahainu, the Sidra Avonim, when you arrange the stones in a specific arrangement, Davi kamo dofen, it's like a wall. Havi bechlal binyan roi, it's like a temporary type of structure. Vaser mid the rabbanon biyam, it's rabbinically considered building, which you could not do on Yom Tov. That's the opinion that says you can't do it. However, yud ches, v'yesh matirim, to those who say you may do it. Why? Svilo they hold, the mishum kvod Shabbos, since it's in, you're doing it only in honor of the Shabbos, Logazu, the rabbis did not make a decree to prohibit a temporary building. Remember, there's the biblical prohibition of building and the rabbinic prohibition. The biblical prohibition is when you build a permanent structure. The rabbis came along and said, no, even a temporary structure is rabbinically not allowed because you may build it permanently and violate biblical. So it's a rabbinic prohibition. So remember, the rabbis made prohibitions so they can be lenient in where they choose to prohibit. So since you're doing this only in honor of the Shabbos, so this opinion holds that the rabbis would waive the restriction since you're doing it in honor of the Shabbos. Okay, that's why they hold it's permitted. But what if it's possible to insulate this without using stones at all and finding things that aren't muktzah at all? Well, if there's a way out without having to go against the rabbinic prohibition, then everybody agrees you can't use the stones, because why have to make the rabbis be easy on you when you don't have to come onto it at all? Fine, Bill Yerabba, look in the El Yerabba, the later commentary, Shekosavi, right? Shamini, the custom is Kayesh Matirim, like the ones who permit it, and even more than that, even if it can be done in another way, they still allow it. V'chein kosef ha-graz, and so does the graz write that as well. Ki ha-mogen avrom, he writes like the mogen avrom, the same thing. That's the graz is the Gon Reb Zalman. Okay, we now continue. Sif Zion, rolling right along. And we know what? We could finish this. Okay, we could do it. So we'll finish it in honor of Sid going away. We'll finish the simon. Okay, tanur, a stove. Shemenichim bo hachamim, you put hot food in it. Vesos min piv bedaf, and you close the mouth of the stove with a plank of wood. Vishorkin, what does that mean? Perish machlikim, you smooth over. Also, b'ti, smooth over with some, what do you call it?
Clay.
Okay, now, so it's closed. The oven is really closed. Now, the problem is, how are you going to take food out of the oven on Shabbos? You got, that don't open. You're going to have to break the clay seal. So, mutar listor also, you may break the clay steel, stima. Also stima. Kedei lehotzei hacham, take the hot food out. Velachsor, and then to afterwards, return ulososmo and seal it up again.
Seal it again? Wow.
Yeah, if there isn't any coals that are hot there. Okay, v'im yesh bo gecholim, but if there's coals that are still on fire, mutar, then it's only allowed to close it up, alidei ein Yehudi, through a non-Jew. Okay, let's stop there before we go to the Ramah and see what's going on over here. Yud Tes. Mutar li store, you may break it. She'ein ze bechlal stiris binyan. This is not included in breaking a structure, which would be a biblical prohibition, because you're not really breaking the structure. In other words, if you break a stove, a stove is a utensil. If you break the stove, you're not allowed to do that on. You're not allowed to break a utensil.
The stove itself,
but know, here, you're not breaking the utensil. You're breaking the sealant of the utensil, which is not considered breaking. So that's not an issur of breaking.
It's a temporary building.
Temporary.
This is temporary breaking.
But this is not the same as stones. We're not talking about. You didn't build a structure. This is not a stone structure, which is a building. This is just a seal to the utensil.
Yeah.
So you're only breaking a seal.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. And he's saying, I feel mitarami. Even rabbinically, that's okay. Kivin de lo nasis l'kivim klal. It was never made to be of any type of permanence.
No.
You made it because you know tomorrow you're taking it out. And it's not even the structure itself.
No.
Okay, now, chav. Velachs was saying, you could go back and seal it again. We didn't even find out, so that's a separate topic here. The Kamas one, the Chiddush is, the Lo Tzarech L'Mechash, you don't have to be concerned, Shem Yesh B'Fim Echim, maybe there is inside, Gecholim Lochashos, fiery coals, because just remember, when you close it up, Yigrum Shil, you can cause the coals to extinguish. This is the problem. In other words, when you did it on Friday, you had a big fire. So big fire, you close the stove, something's going to happen to the fire. But by Shabbos day, when it's Shabbos already, the coals have been greatly diminished. There's not a lot of coals going on. So now, okay, when you open it up, that's fine. Air is coming in. If anything, that will make the... But now when you're going to seal up very little coals, you're going to suck out whatever oxygen is there, and then it might put out the fire. That's the separate issue. So we're saying you can put it back and close it up, and you need, but the you have to be concerned if there are coals that are still hot, you may extinguish them. So you only can do it if there are no coals that are alive in the stove. That's the point he's saying. However, we said if there are coals, the only way you can close it up is to have a non-Jew do it. We'll see why. Chafav, mutar dei ein Yehudi. Aval dei Yisrael, but have a Jew do it, aser listom, you can't close the stove. Why? By closing the stove, mechaba gecholim. No air is going to get in, and you're going to extinguish the coals. Okay, now, wait a minute, though. But are you intending, do you care about the coals? Do you have any great intention about the coals? No. So let's say it's Eina Miskaven. It's, you never intended on closing it, so then that should be okay. V'yafal pishe miskaven l'kach, even though you don't intend to extinguish the coals, and maybe that would make it allowed. No. Usher is prohibited because we have another rule with non-intention. We shouldn't seek ratio because it's inevitable. Remember, there's a rule. Even if you don't intend to do a prohibited activity, but if what you're doing inevitably is going to happen anyway, for sure going to happen, then that's not permitted. Now, so that's why a Jew can't do it. Avol ba'amir lenu, but if you tell a non-Jew to do it, remember, telling a non-Jew is only rabbinically prohibited. Okay? Lo kaptinu kolhei, we won't be so particular when, in other words, eina miskave, not intending, which is psik ratio, which is inevitable, which we for a Jew don't allow, but for a non-Jew, which is only rabbinic to begin with, we will waive that prohibition. Kamoshakosov Sov Simon Rashon Gimel, as it was already been written in Rashon and Gimel, you may have a non-Jew do that. Vimena Sosan Lagamri, what if you don't totally seal it? So you gotta leave a little air in, so now the coal won't necessarily go out at all. It's not inevitable. I feel the Yisrael, even though a Jew could do it. Dana Machab, it's not going to extinguish the flame. Now, Kosamagan writes, the dafka, that's only when Kishamanicha, so when you leave it a lot open. You're only leaving a little bit open. Yeshlusser, we should not allow a Jew to close it. Mishumaver, because now it's going to perhaps raise the flame. Why? Because what's going to happen when you leave a little bit of space, you're causing a wind, right? Because when there's a lot, it's not wind. You're causing a draft, right? The teva ruach lios mafich derech nekevkon, the way of wind is to enhance the flame when there's only a small little hole. V'dami lit mapuach, it's like those bellows. Same thing. Umaver yosef, and you're going to make the fire more now in the stove. Miloi pasuch, had you just left the door open completely. Kassel Rabbi, the Rabbi writes, the mamakam atrach, in a press situation, mutra yisrael listo mataner, the Jew may seal up, close up the oven, even if there are raging coals, and there's no Jew, let's say. Why? We can rely on the opinion of the Truma Sedeshin. What does the Truma Sedeshin say? Shemekol, he's lenient to close the stove totally through a Jew. So he holds, why? He says it's not an inevitable thing that the coals are going to go out. He says not necessarily always coals would go out. So now it's an Eina Miskavim. And therefore, since it might not go out, so even if it might, but it might not, so that's already Eina Miskavim without a Psik Reishim. Vim Eish Bor Besocho, and if there's a fire burning, not just coals, but fire burning, Afal Truma Sedeshin Osir, even Truma Sedeshin would say you're not allowed, that Stima Gormel Le'esh Yich Bomer, that closing it would make the fire go down quicker. So that would be extinguishing. The calls of this is all the Indian steam aside. This is all for closing the stove. When psicha, what are opening piatanor? However, you want to open the stove. Everyone says a Jew can't open it up if there are coals that are simmering. Even if it's not smeared with clay, the ruach mavres at gachon, because the wind for sure will make the coals rage up. So that's a whole separate issue now. Once you got coals that are simmering, you open up, and now a whole gust of air is coming in. So that's going to be a problem according to everybody. Let us now continue with the Ramah. The yesh machmirim. There are those who are strict, shall at least store stima satanur atoch petit, al yidei Yisrael, that you cannot break open that clay seal through a Jew. If you can do it through a non-Jew, or if you can do it with a Jew who's a minor, bo yaseh Yisrael gadol, a Yisrael who's an adult should not do it. If it's not possible, and only you're available, yaseh gadol al yidei shinu ktsas. A Jew adult should do it with a little bit of a change, difference. V'chinuch, that's the custom to do that. Let's look at the Ramah. Chaf Beis, v'yesh machmirim. There's some who are strict. Why would they not allow you to open up the seal? Time of the reason is, do lie, kevan chetuach, but since it's smeared with clay, yesh v'chassas v'shum stiras, where am I? Binyan. There is a little bit of breaking the utensil, even though it's not meant for permanence, they hold that is also considered destruction. You should be strict when it's possible. Only when it's possible. Alright, let's stop over there. Almost did it all. Almost. A little bit more. Okay, we'll have to finish that up tomorrow. Okay, we did good today.